This is Dr. Jay Corsandi, and you're listening to The Best Night Ever, the show that's dedicated to helping you get your best night's sleep. Over the last 20 years of treating patients, I've worn many hats, including dentist, engineer, psychologist, artist, corporate executive, and more. I've found that the key to success, health, and longevity lies in sleep, and that's why I created this show. I want to teach you how to make sleep your best friend. Join me on a journey to uncover cutting-edge science, life-changing tips from renowned experts, ancient and modern sleep secrets, game-changing routines, and lifestyle hacks that will educate, inspire, and ultimately help you get the best night ever. Hey everyone, welcome back to the show. I have done a show about this topic before in the past, but I think considering the global situation that's going on, it's worth a revisit into something that is on most people's minds. In this show, we are talking about air and air quality. It's what we breathe every day, and it's something that if you haven't considered looking into filtration options, you might want to listen to this show to get a better idea of what your options are out there. In this show, I'm going to chat with Christine Hodson, who is the Customer Excellence Manager at a company called Air Oasis. That means she gets blasted with questions every day from customers, and she knows a thing or two about the importance of air filtration systems. This show is basically a boatload of information, almost like an FAQ or Q&A with her, where I have hit her with a whole bunch of questions that I've thought about when I use my air filtration systems, and hopefully you can benefit from, especially if you don't have one and are currently researching this topic. In this show, we are going to talk about why it's more important than ever to have healthy air, the change in public perception of how and what we breathe, masks versus filters, the difference between air filters and air purifiers, and this is something I learned about here on the show, and there is a big difference between the definition of those two, what to look for when shopping for a system, why a proper system will cost you some money, optimal locations for air purifiers, the different filtration methods and technologies and how they work differently, and much more. So if you are thinking about upgrading the air quality around you, whether it's at home or at work, you're going to want to listen to this show because we are going to dive deep into all things related to air quality, air filtration, air purification, and much more. We are also going to mention a couple different air purification systems that I currently use and like, and that they sell on Air Oasis. And if you are interested in learning more, you can go to my website at sleepbiohacker.com, where I have links to Air Oasis along with a discount code. And that code is best night ever. It's all one word, for 10% off. Again, you can go to my website, sleepbiohacker.com. You'll find a link there if you go down to my products and technology section, where I have all the different things that I've talked about in the past. The Air Oasis filter system is there. I have the iAdapt Air, and you can use the code BESTNIGHTEVER for 10% off your order, which may not sound like a lot, but like I said, these systems are investments, so that could be a big chunk of change. If you are a longtime listener, thanks again for joining me today. If you're new to the show, I hope you enjoy this. Feel free to reach out and connect with me as well on my social media account. I'm at SleepBiohacker on Instagram, or you can reach out to me again on my website, sleepbiohacker.com. I'd love to hear your thoughts and comments on these shows. And if you feel compelled to share this with someone, that helps me out as well. You can use the text feature on your podcast app, and or write a review on this show wherever you listen to it. Again, that also helps me spread the word and get people on here that can share some really cool and compelling information. So other than that, let's get on to the show. I hope you enjoy it, and I'll see you at the end. Okay, we are live. Christine, welcome to the show.
Hello, I'm so excited to be here. Thank you for having me today.
Yeah, I'm excited to do this show because, you know, I don't know about you, but I've been getting a ton of air filter ads showing up on my social media feed lately, and it seems like it's one of the most relevant topics that people are talking about these days. And if we were recording this during normal times, quote unquote normal times, I'd probably start off with asking why air quality is important. But given the current situation that we're in, it's probably fair to say that it's already on most people's minds. So with that said, how have you seen things change regarding the public perception on air quality now?
Public's perception on air quality, I want to say it's always been in the back of our mind, but with more virus-related issues being so prevalent right now, people are really taking into account what they're inhaling, you know, what's coming into their body, which is the air, which is one of the most important things for living. So people's perception right now is just more awareness, I want to say, taking more time to ensure that, you know, if they choose an air purifier, finding one that's going to give them peace of mind for their work, their homes, families, etc. You know, safety is our number one priority. And, you know, I think it's starting to become more of a priority for everybody right now.
Yeah, it's very interesting because I live in California on the West Coast, and not only was this whole, you know, virus thing going around, but then there was all these wildfires as well. And smoke was pretty intense just even outside my house. My brother lives in Portland, and I have some family in Washington, and it looked like Mars outside with the red sky and the smoke and the dust and all that. So I agree. I think the perception has been a heightened awareness. And I guess that translates into much more activity, I guess, on your end in the world of air filtration and purification. Speaking of that, actually, I've seen that both these terms, air filter and air purifier. What's the difference between that? Or is there a difference?
That's actually one of my favorite questions to answer when customers ask. So filtration is, of course, very important when you're trying to rid contaminants from your air. That's both your air and your surfaces. Having a filter is such a great thing to have in your home. However, air purification is actually deactivating contaminants that are found in your air. So you're not only getting rid of them, but you're preventing further reproduction from contaminants, such as mold. Mold is so prevalent in the air, which a lot of people don't even realize it can be in their home. So using a purification method will prevent reproduction from happening and continuing throughout the home. So a purifier is going to do an extra step at getting rid of the contaminant from the source, and then the filter captures it. So it eliminates some extra cleaning you have to do.
Got it. So I would say best of both worlds is having a unit that does both of those things.
Yeah. Having a unit that can do both purification in your air and surfaces and then trap the particulates is going to be the best of both worlds.
Got it. Okay. So speaking of trapping things, and this one's a bit of a controversial topic, but I think at this point, almost every human, civilized human in the planet Earth has played around with filtration in the form of a face mask, whether it's, you know, these basic paper ones to scarves wrapped around your neck to gas masks, which I've seen in the grocery store. I mean, I've seen some crazy things out there. What's the difference or the deal between covering your face or cleaning the environment that you're in? Or do you want to do one or the other or both?
No, I believe that really comes to personal preference, you know, especially in your area. You know, where I live, it's very dry, lots of dirt, lots of wind, because we're just in an arid climate. So masks here are going to prevent you from inhaling too much dirt, particulates that you may not want. And then having a purifier in your home is also going to prevent dust from collecting on your shelves. So really, from what I've seen, you know, wearing a mask is for almost like a mindset of safety. You know, I personally haven't done tons of research on whether or not a mask is going to keep you safe or not, but, you know, CDC says it's the best method for helping prevent the spread of viruses, you know, not only COVID, but, you know, if you're sick with a cold, you know, do your best, wear a mask, keep yourself safe, keep your neighbor safe.
Got it. So I want to talk a bit more about obviously the air filtration and why you'd want to do it in general. When I go online to start researching something, whether it's for myself or for the show or just in general for patient care or well-being, you know, I tend to go pretty deep into each of these topics. And if you type in the words air filtration or purification, you're going to see a whole bunch of different companies, a whole bunch of different systems, machines. I guess, what's the best place to start? Is it, you want to look at the mechanism of action, how the machine works, the size, the cost-benefit ratio, the method of cleaning the air? Like, how do you kind of break it down? How do you start?
You should start by need. You know, what do you need to remedy in your home, your workspace? So that's going to be finding the purifier that's going to best suit your needs. So, for example, people who deal with a lot of mold, they're going to need to find the technology that's going to be most effective at eliminating mold. So there's where you start. You have your need. you find what's going to be the most effective at eliminating. And that's really where most people should start, is what's going to be best suited for me, because there's so many purifiers out in the market that offer different types of efficiency methods. They offer different technologies, square footage and coverage. You know, there's tons and tons of options out there, and really it needs to be customized towards what the customer needs to remedy in their own space.
Got it. Okay. So speaking of some of that, when I go online, I could see there's some that have a filter, and we've touched on this a little bit, some that have UV lights, some that have ionization. I guess, can you kind of break down what each of those are and how they work differently or what they work on?
Yeah, of course. So we'll start by ionization. Typically, purifiers that utilize a type of ionization means that it's a purification method that's going to eliminate contaminants in the air. For example, one of the more popular types of ionization is called cold plasma technology or bipolar ionization, which simply uses a positive and a negative ion to trap contaminants in a cold plasma shield. Now, once in that shield, the contaminant can no longer reproduce. And then hopefully, if you have a purifier that also contains a filter, that ion with the contaminant just simply gets trapped. And, you know, like I said, it can't reproduce, it can't hurt you. So the ionization methods are going to be really effective at ridding what's in your air, which is, of course, where you mainly need to focus. And then, of course, UV, super effective at killing contaminants, because UVC germicidal bulbs, that's their main effectiveness point. Now, I personally don't have a ton of research or study in regard to UVC bulbs. It's really dependent on the type of bulb used. For example, the ones we use in our purifiers have an effectiveness rate of up to 99% against molds. So if something is trapped in the filter or ionized within the air, then it gets pulled into the filter, the UV bulb behind it is going to ensure that it does get killed on contact.
Okay.
So, and then of course, filtration. You know, if you have a filter, it's going to get trapped, but it's really, really important to change your filters when necessary.
Yeah. Is that seem to be the one thing that people are the most remiss about, is changing the filters on a timely basis? Because I know I've let mine probably run for too long as well.
Yeah. Oh, we all do. We all do. It's like, oh, I need to go change my filter. And then we just forget to do it. But yes, I mean, if you're not changing your filter when you need to, then it can't pull in more contaminants. They're still going to be filtering throughout your air and landing on your surfaces, which that's not what we want, right? We want it to be caught in a space where it can no longer harm us. And that's what your filter's for. So one of the filters we use in our iAdapt Air, it's a HEPA 14 with carbon filtration as well. So it's going to eliminate your VOCs, it's going to trap particulates, and it overall, it just provides more of a peace of mind knowing that the stuff in your air can't hurt you or land on your surfaces because it's going somewhere where it's not going to get out again.
Got it. So you mentioned these terms, VOCs and particulates. Can you explain what those are a little bit and
of course,
what they do?
Yeah, a VOC is a volatile organic compound. Those can be from off-gassing from different plastics. That typically is a major concern of a lot of our more chemically sensitive customers. People who may have SIRS, COPD, they are highly affected by VOCs. And so you want a filter that's going to be able to trap that particulate, usually at the time it's a larger particulate, and then make sure that it can no longer be released into your air. Typically, it's a bad odor that they give off, and that's what causes that irritation.
Okay. And, you know, I have the filters that we're talking about throughout my, I've got the iAdapt Air throughout my house. I've got ionization units. I've got everything everywhere. And I kind of put them more like a shotgun approach. Like I just want them everywhere. But if you don't have any of these and you live in a house or apartment, and what would be the main offenders of air quality in your home? I guess if you smoke cigarettes, that's probably a big one there. But just for people in a general household, where are some sources that are causing these problems?
Allergens. Allergens are a big source. So pollens that can come in through open windows. And I know we all like our fresh air, but a lot of outside contaminants, you know, air pollution, those come into your home, which irritate you. And so those are what we hope to eliminate with the air purifier, because those irritants, of course, make sure we're not comfortable in our home, and your home is where you need to be most comfortable. So in your apartment, even putting a small unit that contains a filter just to eliminate pollens, larger pollutants, that's going to provide more relief than not having anything at all.
Got it. Okay. So one of the things I'm kind of curious about is, you know, I have these units throughout the house and they are rated for different square footages. When you turn on like an air conditioning or heater, you feel a large amount of volume of air flowing through the room. But with these, you don't feel this huge gust or breeze of air moving around, yet they're still working. How is that happening?
So I can't speak for other brands, but for ours, specifically the iAdapt Air, it has fans. So that fan is going to push the air around throughout the room. Being a portable unit, they're typically considered single room purifiers, which is really important to know. And our iAdapt Air Large is going to circulate the air 3 times an hour, meaning that it's going to push the ions throughout the space. And then once the ions have deactivated the contaminants, particulates, whatever you want to call them, they're then going to be pulled into the purifier. And that happens, like I said, 3 times every hour within the recommended square footage. So finding the purifier that's going to be best for the need as well as the size of the space is really important for overall effectiveness.
I see. So if I was out there shopping for one, what would be the character? I know we talked a little bit about it, but like, what are the characteristics that you would look for? Do you want to have one that has just, because there's ones out there that just have like UV, I've seen too. I mean, you could literally just turn on a bulb in a room. Like, and I work in the medical industry and I've seen offices where they'll have a bulb set up at night to turn on just to kind of blast the air. So going from that all the way to, you know, multi-stage ones, you know, what would be the good characteristics that you would look for in a system?
Yeah, so I would actually put that on personal need as opposed to system-wise. Okay. For example, myself, I prefer low maintenance. Anything that's going to be filterless is better for me because in my life, I forget about my filters. So if you're using a filterless unit, they're still going to be just as effective if they use ionization type technologies, because they're going to, with a fan, push ions out, which are going to deactivate your contaminants and force them out of the air. So you may notice a bit more dust in your home, but that dust isn't harmful to you. So, you know, you can wipe them up with a little bit of dusting, a little bit of vacuuming, but you're safe and good to go with your air quality and what you're inhaling and breathing into your body. Yeah. So again, a lot of this is really based on personal need as well as your lifestyle. You know, I have both the filtered and filterless item because I found that my filtered item works better in my kitchen where there tends to be more activity, more people coming in and out, and I want more effective purification methods within that space. However, in my bedrooms, I prefer to have a filterless item because I know it's cleaning the area. However, I don't have to go in and check on it as much.
I see.
The combination of the two fits in better with my lifestyle.
Yeah, and that's interesting because I think a lot of people don't know that there are filterless options. Even I didn't know a while back as well. And these are running on that bipolar ionization method that you talked about, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then so the trade-off with those not having a filter is, like you said, a little bit more dust, but it's clean dust, I guess is the way to call it, right?
Yeah, that's a good way to put it, clean dust. Our G3 series utilizes the bipolar ionization and an advanced form of PCO technology. It's a pretty popular form of ionization in the industry, but ours is called advanced hydrated photocatalytic oxidation, which we call APCO. What that uses is the UV light, and it produces hydroxyls, which are going to sanitize your surfaces. They're going to sanitize your air, and it's going to have a similar effect as to like wiping your surfaces down with hydrogen peroxide. So really effective sanitization with both the UV and those ions. So you would typically, or preferably for people, they need to find something with multiple technologies because it's going to be effective for multiple types of contaminants.
Got it. And that's right up my alley because I'm into this whole biohacking scene where, you know, they throw this term around, stacking, as like, you know, just putting a bunch of different modalities together, supplements to just increase the overall net effect. So I'm all for putting as much cramming into the device or technology as possible, just maximize the benefits.
Mm-hmm.
So another term I want to get a better understanding of is this thing called MERV, M-E-R-V, and HEPA. So people use these terms a lot. And can you clarify what those are and what's a good amount of those or how those work?
Yeah, so there's essentially different types of filters. MERV tend to be more hospital grade, more commercial grade filters. So ours typically uses the HEPA filter because it does a better job at trapping the larger contaminants that we want, as well as allowing more air to be pulled through, so there's faster circulation. And I can't really speak in regard to the MERV filters because we don't use them, so I personally haven't done a lot of research regarding them. But HEPA filters specifically, like I said, we use a HEPA 14, which is a higher grade of the HEPA filter. So it's going to trap a smaller particulate, but it's also going to allow more air to be pulled through the unit, which again allows for more circulation.
Yeah, I think there has to be a balance between how much filtration you want and how much airflow you want, because you could have 100% filtration with zero flow, I guess.
Yeah.
Theoretically. Yeah. Yeah.
And at that point, nothing even gets pulled in to be circulated. So, you know, like you said, balance, that's what's most important.
So another term that I see too as well, sorry, we're going through like a glossary of air filtration terms here, but I see this thing PM 2.5, PM 10. What is that referring to? What's a good number for that?
Yeah, so that's particulate matter. And that is the size of particulate that's typically found in your air or what can be trapped in a filter. Ours are rated to trap particulate matter up to 2.5, which means that anything larger than that down to 2.5 will be both deactivated by the ionization as well as trapped in your filters. There's really not a whole lot out there smaller. So that's going to be your average range of contaminant levels or size.
So if you had some filter that did PM 10, would you say that's less efficient or less, it captures less, or how does that work?
You know, I really wouldn't be able to answer that question. The types of contaminants that our purifiers are tested against have been most effective against the 2.5. So anything further than that, I wouldn't know.
Okay. I've seen another term thrown around, and I think this is applicable to a lot of people. Well, maybe not so much now because everybody's working at home, but there was a time when people worked in buildings, and there's this thing called sick building syndrome. And I think I've probably been exposed at some point or another at some corporate building somewhere. But what does that mean? And what should people look out for once they do return back to like a workplace environment?
You know, this is the first time I'm hearing of sick building syndrome, but I'm assuming that has to do with maybe mold levels, contaminant levels within the buildings. I know a lot of office spaces have mold issues that just go unnoticed for a while. So your workers, they get irritated, they're uncomfortable. So you need to find something that's going to go into your HVAC system. Mm-hmm. At that point, it goes through your ductwork, it travels throughout the vents, providing purification through different offices. When you get portable units to take care of something like that, you have to put one in every single room. So cost-wise, it doesn't make as much sense. When you utilize something that's more of a whole house effect, like, for example, you have the bipolar 2400, the nano induct, they're going to work up to 6 tons per HVAC system and spread ionization and purification throughout any room where your ductwork goes. So people who are dealing with older buildings where they work, they find that they get allergens, more irritants. Those are going to be the more effective purifiers for that issue.
Oh, so it's good to make a distinction, because there is the personal filters or the kind of individual ones, like you said, and then there's the kinds that go into commercial system or to a whole house filtration where you connect it to the HVAC and then it circulates throughout the whole environment. Is that right?
Yeah, that's exactly it. For portable purifiers, like I said, they're more adjusted to single room purification, or ours specifically. So they're going to be most effective in the room that which they're placed.
Got it. The company AeroOasis has got filters and purifiers throughout the world. Who are some of your clients or customers? Are they individual homeowners? Are they smoky casinos? Are they hospitals? Are they wellness centers? Is it all the above? Did I just answer my own question?
Your own question. All the above for sure. I want to say our leading customers, of course, the homeowner, because, you know, our main goal was to provide peace of mind and wellness within your own home. Now, that's also been able to be used in commercial situations, wellness places. You know, with this wildfires right now, the purifiers are really effective for smoke. So we have had a lot of restaurants with smoking areas get the purifiers just to help eliminate that odor and the smoke when you're in those rooms. So we don't really have a limit to who our customer is or who we can cater to.
Yeah. It's interesting because I lived in New York for a couple of years close to a big highway there. And there was a lot of traffic coming off of there, you know, exhaust and tire smoke and, or not tire smoke, you know, tire residue and all these different pollutants. And that's when I think I could have benefited a lot. And I guess a lot of people who do live close to big expressways, freeways, there's a big freeway here called the 710 freeway that trucks go in and out of the port of Los Angeles. And they've called this like the diesel highway of death or something like that. So there has to be, I guess, if you're in one of those areas that are more susceptible, then you should be paying extra attention to the quality of your air, especially if you're, you know, it's funny because my kids go to, well, they went to a school here that was very, you know, health oriented, and they actually had me set up the rooms with air filtration units as well. Not only air filtration, but we did, you know, dirty electricity and light and water and all that. But for people listening who are, you know, right now, most people, if they are at home, then that's where you want to focus on. But I guess generally when we go back into the real world, there's a lot of applications where people don't even think about there's dirty air coming in and you want to be aware of it and fix it.
Mm-hmm. And another thing on top of that, I mean, you come from your home to your building, so you're bringing your own contaminants from your space into another. So that's something else the purifier does. It eliminates the contaminants at the source. So when you're home, you can't bring it with you. When you're in your building, you can't bring it back home with you as well. So, you know, you want to keep them wherever you are, essentially.
So the things that I get obsessed about these days is, you know, water filtration. I think that's been one of my biggest obsessions just because I know what's out there. Light, I just mentioned that briefly, but that's another big one here. You can see I have my red light on in this room here. But, you know, filtering light to a better healthy spectrum is important to me. The one that I think got the least attention previously was air. But I think now that this entire epidemic has gone on, I think people are starting to realize that that's a major component.
It is. It really is. And, you know, before COVID, before the virus, I think people were starting to become a bit more aware, especially those with more chemical related sensitivities, because anything can cause you irritation at that point and your overall well-being just isn't where it should be. So I want to say, I mean, even before COVID, people were really working towards just overall well-being, and air purifiers were starting to become a part of that. And, you know, that really is the goal that we have within our company, Air Oasis, is to provide well-being for every one of our customers. We want to find the product that's going to be best for them so that way they can live the way they need to live in their home, in their workspaces, and not feel unsafe to breathe through air.
Gotcha. So let's do a scenario here. Let's say I'm just an average Joe and I'm looking to get a filter for my house. If I could only really budget for one, is there like a recommended or optimal place that you would say put it in?
The space where you spend the most time in your home, for living room. I mean, that's congregate, you know, yourself, your evening. You might spend an evening, you know, drinking a glass of wine on your couch. So your living space, the area that gets the most traffic, is where I would recommend keeping the purifier. That or your bedroom, because while you sleep, you know, you don't want to be breathing in contaminants, which I'm sure can negatively affect your whole day. So, you know, the bedroom is another great place to have it.
Yeah. So let's keep going with the bedroom theme here, because I treat patients for sleep disordered breathing. So literally breathing issues while they sleep, snoring, sleep apnea, dry mouth, you know, allergies, runny nose. I've seen it all. So for me, the bedroom is obviously a great location to have it. People who do have these sleep breathing disorders are mouth breathers, like 99% of them. And this is one of the things that people say is, you know, I wake up with a dry mouth. So that means they're breathing through their mouth throughout the night, which means they're not even getting the filtration benefits of breathing through their nose. So I would say it would probably be a good idea to have a filtration unit in your bedroom, because if you are going to breathe from your mouth, you might as well at least get cleaner air, because a lot of it's coming in and it's not doing you any good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And the purifier that you have in your bedroom, we typically recommend having a filtered unit, because as you sleep, you don't want contaminants or particulates falling on you. You know, the ionization technology forces contaminants out of the air, and you don't want them to be forced on you. So something that pulls those ions, pulls the contaminants into a filter where they're trapped so they can't go into your mouth, is the best option.
Excellent. I'm sure you get a ton of people saying or reaching out to you saying, I've got allergies all the time. You know, what's been your experience when people actually get this or get some kind of, I want to say therapy, but that's more like CPAPs, but get this, you know, a filtration unit, and then what's been their comments afterwards? Like, how has it helped them?
Better overall feeling. You know, you feel better when you sleep better, you feel better. You know, you don't wake up irritated. You know, I personally have dealt with bad allergies my whole life. So when I started using a purifier and the contaminants were being eliminated at the source, just my overall quality of life was better. I was comfortable in my home, which previously I wasn't. And it was a big problem for me because I wanted my home to be the space where I can rest easiest, and it wasn't. So that is one of the main comments that I typically get is, I'm comfortable. You know, I feel better. And really, that's what we want, right? We all want to feel good. We all want to feel better. And a purifier allows you to have that. So especially when it comes to allergies, I know they can be the most irritating thing, and there's nothing you can do about them except for just brace for the season. So the purifier just provides comfort for sure, knowing that you are being preemptive about knowing what's going to happen.
Yeah, it almost seems like the last frontier, because a lot of people with allergies will do, you know, allergy shots, they'll do, you know, food testing, seasonal stuff, pets, but something as simple as, you know, putting a unit in the room that you spend the most time in could make a big difference. And it's relatively easy, you know, no shots, because I've had allergy testing done before. I know how it goes. Mm-hmm. The unit that I have the iAdapt Air in my bedroom, and, you know, it's not zero silent, but it's quiet. Like, and I hear a little bit of fan noise at night, and people talk about, you know, I talk about creating a sleep sanctuary. So, you know, I've got my red lights, I've got blackout curtains, I've got all my bed cooling system. So I've got all these, and this is part of my armamentarium in terms of having a good night's sleep. So these things are pretty quiet, but they do make a little bit of noise. How do people find that to be like a nice little white noise in the background, or what's been the take on that?
More of a white noisemaker almost. Now the fan can be set to smart mode where it bumps up to, you know, like the low and high fan settings. So typically people who might be lighter sleepers, they say take it out of smart mode, make sure it's staying on that low fan setting so that way it doesn't get louder at night, especially, you know, the UV control center on the top, you can make it into night mode so the UV then doesn't shine through, so you don't have that blue light irritating you. Of course, there's many methods of making sure that the purifier is still running, but you get a sound sleep at night.
Yeah, you know, walk me through some of those features, because that thing has a lot of features. I think you can do, it has like a smart timer or Wi-Fi. I hit the little button on the top that has a little brain, like you said, and it just automatically does it. And the crazy thing is that when the fires were going on, I could actually hear it kicking up during certain times of the day. So I know something was going on. It was pretty crazy. But I thought filters or purifiers, you just turn it on, plug it in, turn it on. But this thing, you could do all kinds of customization, right?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. So one of the cool functions about this purifier is it has a schedule timer. So if you want to set it on for 2 hours at a time, 4 or 8, you can do that. So it's not running constantly. That is a lot of what people like to do to prepare for night. If they don't want the unit on, they'll run it for 4 hours before bedtime. And then when they're ready to go to sleep, they have it set so it shuts off. Then they don't have that noise on in the background, which a lot of people think is a benefit. Another thing, it has a particulate reader. So it's going to read your overall air quality in regards to the particulate amount in your air. For example, smoke, that is a great indicator. If smoke comes into your space, it's going to notice that there's a poor air quality. So it's going to bump up that fan speed to increase the circulation. So that way those particulates become eliminated and they get trapped in the filter. The other day, my dog walked by and shook next to my air purifier, and it bumped that fan speed up because it noticed that there was a poor air quality. So I'm trying to get a video of it just so I can show people how it works. But yeah, it was pretty cool to see that it just recognized that there were more particulates than normal. So it bumped up that fan speed for about 5 minutes. And then once it realized that the air quality is where it should be, bumped back down to lower fan speed and just kept running how it should.
So do you recommend leaving it running all day if you're not home, or do you put it on a timer? What's the best strategy?
I personally run mine all the time, but I always have people here. My husband works remote from home. I'm remote from home right now. So I want my air purifier on all the time. those who may be going to work all day, there's no one home, you might not need the purifier on all day. So you can have it working in the morning or have it set up to work maybe an hour or two before you come home. So that way, when you're bringing home outside contaminants, the purifier will rid those once you arrive.
I've never even thought about that one there. That's pretty crazy. It's almost like a decontamination unit. And it's the ionization that's doing that?
That's correct. So the ions are going to be floating around in the air. So when you're coming home, they immediately attach themselves to the contaminant, eliminating it.
You know, I always tell people go to the beach because there's these negative ions. But, you know, if you don't have access to something like that, then, you know, this might be an alternative.
Well, and that's what our purifiers create, are negative ions. So that's the APCO technology. It's the sanitizer.
Let's see. This has been pretty fascinating. You know, I've been a fan of air filtration for a while now, especially because I'm in the world of snoring and sleep apnea. Air quality has become important to me. I also have young kids, and I was going to ask you this. For young families or people with kids, do you recommend, like, again, if you only could get one, is it better to put it in your kid's room or to put it in your room? You know, it's kind of like when you're on an airplane, it says put the mask on yourself before you put it on your kids. But I'm guessing you might want to give them priority just because they might be more susceptible, or I guess if you live with an older parent or elder person, how do you navigate that one?
I would keep the purifier in the room where there's going to be the most traffic. And again, living space is typically where that is. You're all together, you come home, you walk into your living room. That's where most of the contaminants will reside at that point. So when you go to your bedroom, you know, hopefully you're not bringing anything else into that space. But if you could only do one, you know, living room, that is the top recommendation, like I said, because that's typically where most people congregate in your home.
Got it. Yeah. You know, I got to say, I've been very happy with this Air Oasis, the iAdapt Air platform. I haven't used the other one. The other one is called is it G3? Is that what it's called?
That is correct.
Yeah. I haven't used that one, but the iAdapt Air has been just awesome for me just because of all of the current situation and the wildfires. And just my general air quality, breathing, mood. Like you said, mood has been a big one. You know, when I have that on, I just feel better. You know, wife's happier, kids are happy. So it's a good situation. On top of all the other things that I do, it's just another level of safety, protection, comfort, whatever you want to call it. But for people who want to learn more about this, I know we mentioned all kinds of different terms and technologies. That you have a website and there's some learning resources on there as well?
No, that's correct. So under our resources, we have something called the Learning Center, which is our knowledge base for technology questions, purifier questions. We, of course, have live chat customer support to answer more individualized questions that maybe you wouldn't be able to find on the website, or offer recommendations that would best suit your need and could be more customized to, you know, what you need to remedy within your home, your workspace, schools. You know, a lot of parents right now are wanting purifiers to be in the kids' schools. So I have parents call me saying, okay, what can I take my kids, or what can I bring to my kids' school? What can I have in their classrooms? And at that point, we typically recommend like our 1000 G3, our iAdapt Air, you know, just for safety and peace of mind while your kids are away around a bunch of people. You know, I know you wear masks in school right now, but, you know, any extra purification methods are always going to provide you a peace of mind.
What about those devices that go in your car or around your neck or for airplane flight? Like, what about those ultra personal type devices?
So there's only one mobile device which would be going in your car that we would recommend. It's by Hypoallergenic Air, and it is called the Air Angel. That one can be plugged into your car. The cigarette lighter is where you would charge that thing. It uses the APCO technology, so highly, highly effective for your car. When people ask about the devices you can wear around your neck,
I've seen a couple people walk around with those little, like they look like little frisbees or little things, Star Trek type things.
Those, it's super, super important to do your research. Ensure that the technology is real. I know some things can be gimmicky. So, you know, my recommendation to anyone is do your research before you buy something, because if you're going to buy it, it needs to be effective and it needs to be proven effective. So you need to ask about testing, third-party testing, test results. Can you view those? You know, that's doing your due diligence to ensure that your investment is going to be worth it.
And it's interesting because you said the word investment, because, you know, these are not cheap and it is an investment, right? How do you justify spending, you know, hundreds of dollars, if not maybe over 1,000 if you buy a couple of these? How do you justify that?
I mean, personal need, essentially. If you want to be comfortable and safe in your home, you have to look at it as it's going to provide you with a better quality of life. Is it worth it to spend the money to feel better? For me, yes, it is worth it because I feel safe. I know my children feel safe. I know my family is safe when they come into my home. I'm not worried about, you know, spreading a virus. I'm not worried about allergens being brought in because I know within my space, I will be safe and I will be well.
Yeah.
So, I mean, some people don't view it as something that's worth it. And, you know, that's really just personal preference.
It's interesting. And then this one's kind of a personal question, but I don't know if you remember the company Sharper Image. They had that air thing that was pretty controversial. I probably bought a couple of them, and those were expensive back in the day. This is like in the 90s, and that's kind of dating myself. But what were those? Like, they had these wires and they would make this hissing sound. Was that the same kind of technology, or people said there was ozone coming out of it? Do you remember those?
You know, I did not really ever pay attention to those. I believe Consumer Reports didn't give them a good review because of the ozone production in them. I don't know what type of technology they used.
Yeah.
So really, when it comes to air purifiers or purifiers that have ionization, you really, really just need to make sure that the technology is what it says it is, and, you know, what the test results are for different types of contaminants. So I know Sharper Image has some great items available, but with their old metrics, I really wouldn't know.
Yeah. Okay. And another word is ozone, I guess. And that's been kind of a hot word these days. You know, I've done it with holistic dentistry and biological dentistry. They use it, and it's used in various wellness applications. But when it comes to air filtration, is it a byproduct of ionization, or is it something you want, or is it something you don't want? Because I've seen room ozone sanitizers, but obviously you don't want to be in the room while they're running. So how does that work?
Yeah, so that type of sanitizer would be called an ozone generator. That's the purpose of it. It uses ozone to oxidize the contaminants and get rid of them. Now, those are commercial grade and, again, should not be used around people. Airwasis doesn't do that. We have products that do use a little bit of ozone, and that's because it is there to help oxidize contaminants, produce those hydroxyl radicals to sanitize your surfaces, but it also helps with odors. I know a lot of people are sensitive to certain odors, and the ozone rids those, which is very, very effective. Now, ozone in very small amounts is perfectly safe. You know, ours don't produce any more than 0.05 parts per million, which is very, very little. Those are only found in our G3 series and the Nano Induct. So those purifiers, you know, the individual room purifiers and the filterless option.
Yeah, I'm a fan of ozone. I actually have a generator at home, and I'm trained on how to use it, so I'm not blasting it into the house. But, and a lot of people don't know this, but that CPAP cleaning machine called SoClean that people love is also using ozone as well to clean, like you said, the odors. And a lot of people's, when these things are attached to your face and your body, they get bacteria, you know, and mold and all these different things. And that's how they disinfect that stuff. So I'm a fan.
Yeah, people hear ozone and it's like, oh my God, the red flag. I'm so scared. But ozone is given a bad rap and it shouldn't be. Now, it can be dangerous if it's in excess, you know, those commercial products, but they're not meant for, you know, residential use at that point. You just have to know how to safely use the ozone, and you have to do your research to make sure that you're buying the right product.
Got it. Okay. So a couple last questions as we get this wrapped up, but I've also heard a lot of in the kitchen cooking gives off a lot of volatile compounds, the VOCs or candles. Are these some offenders in the house that we need to be more aware of, or is there anything else that kind of really messes up your air?
I wouldn't say there's contaminants or VOCs that come from cooking, but odors. I know some cooking can give off odors, which could irritate you or just give an unpleasant scent throughout your home. So using a purifier will help eliminate those odors while you're cooking so they don't seep into the surfaces, the walls, your furniture. I mean, you have cloth furniture, it's just going to soak all of it up, right? So using a purifier, you know, something that does use a little bit of ozone is going to help eliminate that from happening, which is, of course, what we always want to do. Now, in regard to other types of VOCs, diffusers That is one. If you're using a diffuser and an ionizer, they're going to contradict each other, essentially, because the purifier is working hard to eliminate the VOC, but the diffuser is putting more into the air. Now, is it a bad thing to have diffusers? No, not at all. I mean, I like my lavender, so that's just one of those things. If you want to use it, go ahead and use it, but know that your purifier, if it's the right type, might be getting rid of that as well.
Got it. And then if you have pets, is there a better one versus the other? Like, let's say filtration versus ionization?
Using both, filter with the filtration as well as ionization would be a better option. You know, of course, having a filter, it's going to trap pet danders, but any pet allergens that come off, it's going to be eliminated in your air. So definitely important to have both if you deal with pet allergies. Now, one of the questions we get all the time is it going to trap pet hair? No, most of these are not suited to trap pet hair. You probably just need to sweep or vacuum for that because the filters just aren't big enough for that type of work.
Got it. So is there any other questions that you get all the time that I may have not asked you that is just like a common thing that people are always wondering about?
You touched on a lot of the big ones. You know, one of the main questions that we receive is, why should I buy this? And, you know, we really like to just say, of course, you know, I'm not going to convince you to buy it, but we try to provide an overall well-being within your home. So you feel safe, you have a peace of mind, knowing that within your home, your surfaces are sanitized, your air is clean to breathe, because you'll overall feel better. So, you know, some people end up buying, some people end up not because they don't think it's worth that price. But I would say that's one of the big questions we get is, why should I? Yeah. And that's really a question you have to answer on your own.
Yeah. And you guys have a return policy as well too. Let's say you buy and you don't like it. What is it? Is it 90 days?
It's a 30-day return.
30-day, so okay.
If the item has arrived to your home, you have 30 days to try it. Within that time, if you say, you know, this isn't the right one for me, we'll, of course, send you a return label and get it back to you for a full, or get it back to us for a full refund. We recommend trying it for 2 weeks minimum. At that 2 weeks, you should notice an overall difference within your air quality and how you feel.
I got it. So really not much to lose by trying this thing out. Lots to gain. Okay, I think that's awesome. And I love everything that you guys are doing. I'm a fan. I've got your products all over my house. Again, for people who want to learn more, they could go to airoasis.com. Is that the website, right?
Got it.
And we've produced a discount code for people listening. If they want to pick up a unit, which I highly recommend, the code is bestnightever, and that'll get you 10% off your order. Sounds right to you?
That is correct.
Yeah. So I would recommend everyone to go out listening to check out that website. I know there's a ton of air purification systems out there. People are always sending me messages on Instagram. Which one should I get? What do you use? And I let them know. And like you mentioned, it's like, do your research, do your homework. It is an investment. So make sure you pick up a good one. What about those ones you see in, like, you know, Walmart or Target or, you know, low end stuff? Is that going to do anything, or are you just wasting your time and money?
It's really going to depend on what the purifier offers. A lot of times people think an air purifier is an item that's only a filter. I typically do not recommend that people buy something that's only a filter. And that's because when the contaminants get trapped, it essentially becomes a petri dish of bacteria. Mm-hmm. It's nasty. So you take that filter out and stuff can be released back into your air, which is worse. So if you're going to find a purifier, it needs to have both ionization technologies or disinfectant technologies, as well as a filtration device if you choose to have a filter. So you need to have both.
I think that's the big takeaway with this is definitely hit it as hard as possible. That's my kind of philosophy when it comes to this.
Yeah.
So Christine, this has been awesome. I want to thank you for your time coming on the show. Again, everyone check out their website, airoasis.com, and use code BESTNIGHTEVER for 10% off. And if you have any other questions, feel free to reach out to me on my Instagram or my website, and look forward to chatting with you, Christine, in the near future again. Thank you.
Yes, thank you, Dr. J. I've loved being a part of this. It's been a blast.
Awesome. All right, everyone, you made it to the end of the show. Thanks so much again. I hope you enjoyed that show, found some helpful information. Again, if you are interested in learning more about these products, you can go to my website, sleepbiohacker.com, where I have links to their website, which is AeroOasis, and a code for you. It's called Best Night Ever It's all one word. That'll get you 10% off your order. This show was brought to you by me, so that means if you can help me out with a review or a share or a subscribe or a like, any of those will help spread the word, get some more people listening to the show and hopefully benefiting from it. Also, you can reach out to me on my Instagram account, that's sleepbiohacker, or my website. You can email me at sleepbiohacker.com. Love to hear your thoughts on these shows. A lot of people have been reaching out lately, and I love the feedback that I've been getting. Some good ideas for some future shows are in the pipeline. So with that said, I think we are all done. That's a wrap. I do hope you have the best night ever, and I'll see you all soon.
This broadcast is for informational purposes only. Statements and views expressed in this show are not medical advice. The show, including Dr. Jay Krasandy, the co-host, guest, and the producers, disclaim responsibility for any possible adverse effects from the use of any information contained herein. Opinions of the guests are their own. We do not endorse or accept responsibility for statements made by guests, nor do we make any representations or warranties about guest qualifications or credibility. If you think you have a medical problem, please consult a licensed physician.